Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Maple Lake High School for the regular season finale tonight on You Were There Sports as Pioneer Girls are in Maple Lake. Senior night here, 8 seniors on this Irish team honored before tonight's ball game. First things first, going back to last fall, I know I had trouble with my cell signal out of this gym here in Maple Lake for volleyball. So if that happens again, bear with me here. So fair warning that you may lose me at some point. I don't know why I have difficulty. Right now it looks good, but it could pop in and out. The Maple Lake Irish and the Pierce Pioneers set to square off. Pierce 6-19. Irish 17-7. Adam Ronnenberg is the head coach of Maple Lake. Marcus Artner is the head coach of the Pioneers. Big win for the JV to wrap up their season, 50-19 tonight. C Squad lost their final, 32-22. And it looks like the team is going to perform the national anthem for Maple Lake. So we'll come back. We will have the start of tonight's ball game. Pierce and Maple Lake coming up on You Are There Sports.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Piers Athletics.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the fix-it techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with 3 great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, starting lineups are being introduced here tonight as the Pioneers in their road whites, and it'll be the home blacks for the Irish of the Maple Lake High School. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Evie Lease, Taylor Kim and Malia Bozer, and Brittany Bozer will start this final game of the regular season for the Pioneers. Pierce will open their playoffs in Sauk Center against the number one, not only team in the subsection, the number one team in the state, the undefeated Main Streeters, next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Maple Lake will start Lindsay Rachel, Callie Mackey, Lauren Burrell, Anna Becker, and Molly Scheiber. These two teams met in Piers on January 23rd, a 62-50 win for Maple Lake that night. Pioneers on the court, here come the Irish, and we're set for basketball to wrap up the regular season tonight. Pioneers will go right to left. Taylor Kimmon will jump center. Lindsay Rachel will jump center for the Irish, the top scorer in the conference. Here we go with basketball, and the tip controlled by the Pioneers' Malia Bozer. First possession for Piers. Quickly down low to Kimmon, cutting the lane. Lease for Kelsey Stuckmeyer, left corner. Kelsey comes back out top. Tipped away, out of bounds, touch last by Maple Lake's Callie Mackey. Inbounds in front of the Maple Lake bench. Avey Lease will come to midcourt to accept the pass. High post for Stuckmeyer. Kelsey, 1,219 career points. There's a ball deflected out of bounds by the post. Burrell stays with Piers, right baseline. Kelsey, fourth on the all-time list. She's got the ball on the right wing off the inbounds, but lost the handle, and it's picked off by Callie Mackey. And here's the first possession of the game for Maple Lake on offense as Avey Lease greets her defensively. Lindsay Rachel's first touch. Rachel against Brittany Bolger in the man-to-man. Now Mackey right side to the top. Quick rotation to Rachel. Down low, Burrell posting up and off. Rebound tipped. Battled, and it's Malia Bozer pulling it away. 0-0 a minute in. Right corner comes Avey Lease. Avey baseline, got the angle, and hit the bottom of the backboard going up. Little too deep. Here's a breakaway for Molly Scheiber. Missed it. Rebound Irish. Loose on the floor. Held ball to Maple Lake. Scheiber had a layup that rolled off the iron. 16:48 to play. Baseline left. The throw-in will come from Lindsay Rachel, headed to St. Cloud State to play volleyball. Scheiber cuts to the glass and scores. Off the inbounds. Easy bucket. Full court pressure. Lease dribbles through that. Now Brittany fires ahead to Stuckmeyer. Two on one with Kimmon. Taylor on the left block. Up and in. 2-2 on a Taylor-Kimmon bucket. Rachel back the other way. A minute and a half gone by. Goes back door to Scheiber again, and that's a bucket and a foul. Scheiber will shoot one, as she made a nifty little backdoor cut. Pioneer fouls on Malia Bozer, her first. And one shot coming for Molly Scheiber, one of the seniors. 6.7 points a game. She missed that one. Long rebound, and it's finally run down by Taylor Kimmon in the corner. 4-2 lead, Maple Lake. Brittany Bozer at the point for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Now for Avey Lease. For Malia. Here's an Avey Lease three off. Rebound, Lauren Burrell in traffic. All five starters for the Pioneers are playing their final regular season game. Five seniors out there. Burrell right side for Mackey. Guarded by Lease. Rotating left side to Becker. Scheiber, now Rachel at the free throw line. Back to Mackey. Back door, Rachel positions herself underneath, muscles it up, and she will shoot as she was fouled. And Malia's got two already. Second team foul. Rachel goes to the free throw line more than anybody. 177 attempts this year. That one's in and out. She's also one of the best at making them, shooting 72%. Here's Olish in for Malia Bozer now. Mariah Olish, a sophomore. 17.2 points a game for Lindsay Rachel. And that one is good. Her first point. Maple Lake with a three-point lead, 5-2, with 15:40 to play in the half on a busy night of Piers sports. The boys are parents' night at home to Malacca. The wrestlers are up in Holly for the individual wrestling tournament. Olish gets it deep, but can't handle it. Here's a three for Kimmon off target. Rebound on the opposite side for Molly Scheiber. To the middle of the court. Left side, Rachel. Lindsay Rachel, one dribble for Lauren Burrell. Back door, Mackey tried to scoop it up. Not sure if that was a pass or a shot, and I don't think she knew either. Came right down to Brittany Bozer. 3 minutes gone by, 5-2 Irish. Kimmon well out on the floor. Hands it off to Avi Leese on the left side. Leese to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey A. traveled. She had a three-point opportunity and decided to go up to the free throw line, and she took an extra step to get there. 14:54 to go on the turnover. Rachel will walk it across midcourt in the Irish logo to the left side. Perimeter now. Scheiber looking for an angle inside, double dribbled. She knew it. She got just inside the free throw line and kind of caught the ball on her hip and then put it back down, and the turnover gives it back to Pierce as Kimmon takes it from Brittany right back to Bozer. And Brittany into the front court now for Avi Leese on the left side. Olish asking for the ball inside, doesn't get it. Here's a Stuckmeyer three. It's good. Kelsey Stuckmeyer hits her first shot. A deep three. And it's tied at five with 14:22 to go. Left side drive back out to Burrell. Now Lindsay Rachel isolated on Brittany Bozer. Comes back to the point. She'll hand it off right side to Molly Scheiber about 8 feet behind the three-point line. Rachel into the lane. Still going now to Scheiber. Three-pointer over Stuckmeyer. High! Rainbow three is in. Molly Scheiber already with seven of her team's 8 points. 8-5 Irish on the made three by the guard, Molly Scheiber. And a blocking foul will be called on Lindsay Rachel, impeding the progress of Avi Leese. First on Rachel, first team foul. It'll bring Laura Skiba in for Taylor Kimmon on a Coach Artner substitution. 13:45 to play. Brittany to throw it in. Skiba comes to the ball. Back out to Brittany Bozer. Left-hand dribble drive into the lane. Scoops it up. Block comes to Olish. Up and in. Mariah Olish picks up the loose ball and scores. First two for Mariah. 8-7. 13.5 to play. Here's Scheiber. Burrell posts up. Kicks it out to Scheiber. Baseline runner is off. Rebound tip. Controlled inside. That's Lindsay Rachel. Her first two on an offensive rebound. 10-7. Should say first made field goal. She's got a free throw as well for 3 points. Brittany is fouled by Callie Mackey. As they tried to trap in the backcourt. First on Mackey, second Maple Lake foul. McKenna Brown and Grace Haying come in. Burrell is out, and so is Mackey. The pass comes in to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey across midcourt. Bounce pass right side for Brittany Bozer. Inside for Olish. Spins with the left hand. Little bit short. Battles for the rebound. Got it back. Kicks it out. Stuckmeyer's three is off. Rebound, Irish. Anna Becker pulled it away. Into the lane. Nice look inside. And a shot off the mark by Grace Haying. And she knocked it out of bounds. It'll go to Piers with 12:39 left. And now Rebecca Langer will come in. Langer for Olish. 1-2-2 pressure by the Irish. Haying will be the closest player to the ball. Comes into Avi. She dribbles right through a double team. And a travel then on Brittany Bozer. Pioneers would have been better off to just kept going. They stopped twice looking to pass the ball and didn't realize the defenders had kind of peeled away from them. So Maple Lake will inbounds with Anna Becker on the sideline in front of the Irish home crowd here tonight. Lindsay Rachel to Haying. Down to the left corner, McKenna Brown. Scheiber eyes up a three, and that hits the side of the rim and drops right to the floor, picked up by Bozer. Up ahead to Stuckmeyer, left side, at the end of the bench of the Irish. To Langer out top. Stuckmeyer goes through the lane, doesn't get the ball, sets up shop down in the right corner. Brittany takes it for an 18-footer. In! Boy, that one hung on the rim and made up its mind to drop in. Brittany had a foot on the line, so it's a two-pointer, and it's a 10-9 Maple Lake lead. First points for Brittany Bozer tonight. Good quick ball movement by Maple Lake. They throw it down to the low post. Kick out. Right side, McKenna Brown. Haying and Skiba really jockeying for position inside. Back to McKenna Brown. Her three is long. Long deflection out to midcourt. Retrieved in the backcourt by Lindsay Rachel, and they'll reset with 11 and a half minutes to play. High post for Grace Haying. Hand off to Rachel. She gets bumped by Skiba as she drove the lane. Laura gets the foul. Just beat her with quickness that time as Callie Mackey is in. Here's Katie Phoebe for the first time. Scheiber will sit, as will Becker. Kimmon is back in for Lease on the Pioneer substitution. Into the low post, Grace Haying maneuvers, puts it up, and it's off. Rebound tipped out by the Irish. 11:20 to go. Piers can take their first lead. They're down by one, 10-9. Here's Brittany Bozer, almost walked with it. Gets it to Kimmon, back to Brittany. Bounces it ahead for Rebecca Langer. Back to Brittany. Top of the key, now free throw line. Kelsey Stuckmeyer steps up, left-hander short, out of bounds. Pretty good look. Kelsey put that up with the left hand. 11:05 left as Maple Lake gets the ball back after the ball came up short on the rim. Lindsay Rachel running the point. Off to Grace Haying. Holding it against Laura Skiba. Cutting into the lane. Leaning up is McKenna Brown. That ball might have been partially blocked. It came down without hitting any rim to Stuckmeyer. Here's Kimmon, right corner. Langer, right wing. Now point for Stuckmeyer. Left side, Brittany. Good cut to the basket and a blocking foul. This will go on Callie Mackey. No, Phoebe, excuse me. Phoebe, her first. Third team foul. Pierce sets up two in the corners, two at the free throw line as Bozer inbounds on the baseline. Out to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey drives and kicks to Brittany. Three-pointer left corner off. Rebound, Kimmon. Fouled. Kimmon got inside and was fouled. We'll see if it's a shooting foul or not. Rachel has picked up her second. Fourth team foul. Nope, it's not a shooting foul. So it wasn't on the putback, so it'll be an inbounds. 10:31 to go. Baseline left again. Brittany looking for somebody. Found Langer. Langer drives back to Stuckmeyer. Corner left side, Bozer. Out high for Skiba. Right side, Langer. One dribble for Rebecca to Brittany. Coming up on 10:15 to play. Kelsey's open at the top for three. Long rebound, Lindsay Rachel. Lead pass ahead, McKenna Brown. Pioneers get back. Pass tipped out by Laura Skiba. Good hustle back by the girls in white. 10:07 remain. Baseline right, Rachel to throw in. Irish lead by a single point, 10-9. Lindsay flips it overhead out to near midcourt to Callie Mackey. Right back to Rachel, steps inside, scores. Lindsay Rachel with five. 12-9 lead Irish. Under 10 minutes to play. Brittany Bozer jogs it ahead. Now to Langer. Langer driving back for Kimmon. Taylor finds Stuckmeyer. Got a Kimmon screen to set up a shot and hit it for three. Stuckmeyer for three. Good screen by Kimmon. Freed up Kelsey. 12 apiece. 9:35 to go. Inside they work it and Stuckmeyer with a block. And a travel then on Callie Mackey. Kelsey with a rejection underneath the hoop. 12-12 with 9:29 left. Here comes Lauren Burrell back in. Before that happens, it's a timeout on the court. Maple Lake uses their first. Piers will look for the lead when we come back to Maple Lake and You Are Their Sports.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
A reminder, we'll be hitting the road early tomorrow morning up to the northwest portion of the state to Holly up by Fargo to bring you day two of the Section 8 AA Individual Wrestling Tournament. Pierce 12, Maple Lake 12, Pioneers with the ball in the hands of Stuckmeyer. Kelsey scoops it inside to Skiba, off to Laura, or off to Kimmon. Back now on the wing, left side to Kimmon. Brittany Bozer against Callie Mackey. Langer looking to come over to help out, does so. Rebecca behind the arc, feeds it off. Pioneers not a lot of openings right now. There's a tip and a steal. We'll spring Rachel for a layup on the other end. 7 for Lindsay Rachel, and it's 14-12. And with 8:45 to go, Pierce with the basketball. Here's Stuckmeyer for Langer, right side, into the high post for Kimmon. Down the left side of the lane, drives Bozer, and she just missed a layup, tried to underhand it up. Came up a little short. Callie Mackey back the other way. 8.5 to play in Maple Lake. Guarded by Rebecca Langer. Off to Rachel now on the right side of the perimeter. Burrell rotates to McKenna Brown. Whistle away from the ball. I think they're going to get Taylor knocking Burrell to the floor inside. It is a foul on Taylor Kimmon, her first. Fourth team foul. And now Molly Scheiber returns, and Lindsay Rachel will get her first breather. Langer and Skiba come out as Olish and Lease return. Baseline right to throw in with 8:18 to go in Maple Lake. First half, near steal at midcourt by A.B. Lease, and she tipped it away. Touch last by Callie Mackey. Good anticipation by A.B., forcing a turnover. A.B., our best defender. Bounce pass left side to Brittany. Brittany finds Stuckmeyer. We got a foul away from the ball again. Which way is this going? It's on Burrell for a push. So she may have been changing or trading pushes inside. It was Burrell that got knocked to the floor on the other end. And that might have been a payback foul. Burrell called for a foul away. Her first 15 foul. She comes out. Out top. Catch and shoot. Stuckmeyer, yes, 3. Kelsey with 9. And Pierce is up for the first time, 15-14. Left side now for the Irish. We've gone under 8 minutes remaining. Haying off for Mackey. Pass knocked away. Picked up. Back to Mackey. Her 3 is long. Rebound inside. Tipped and taken by Taylor Kimmon. 7:38 to go. Up ahead, Lease is open. Fires it into Olish to Kimmon. Open look, 8-footer good. Taylor Kimmon. Good movement. Kimmon's got 4 and the lead is 3. 17-14. That's Taylor there. 5 to 8 feet mid-range. Little baseline jumper. Drive by Scheiber and they throw it away off Mackey. Pressure applied by A.B. Lease. Pioneers playing some inspired ball in their final regular season, and Coach Ronenberg will bring Lindsay Rachel back in for McKenna Brown. Pierce by 3, clock running at 7:12 to play in the half. Into the front court. They work it to Stuckmeyer, guarded by Scheiber. Back door. Oh, they had Lease cutting back door. Kelsey got her to the ball, but in order to square up to make the pass, she traveled. Changed her pivot feet. Brittany Bozer will come out. Rebecca Langer in with 7:05 to go. Pierce 17, Maple Lake 14. Grace Haying near midcourt. Now to Anna Becker. Three-pointer Lindsay Rachel ricochets off the rim to the corner, and it's out of bounds to Pierce. Scheiber hustled after it, but a half step late getting there. 6:48 to go. Pierce by 3 with possession. Pierce would, if they could somehow pick up a third foul on Rachel here before halftime. That would be big. Bounce pass, got away. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to get a held ball between Stuckmeyer and Rachel. Arrow to Piers this time. Rachel's right wrist bent awkwardly, but she's all right. 6:39 left. Rebecca Langer will pass it in right at the Maple Lake bench. Threw it away right to Rachel. Lead pass ahead. Scheiber on a breakout. Missed it. And Langer is fouled as she picked up the rebound. And that one is on Callie Mackey. And that's two on Mackey. 16 foul. So Piers will now be in the bonus the rest of the half, which is 6.5 minutes away. 17-14. Piers by three. Langer being hounded. Got it off to Lease at midcourt to break the 10-second. Ball rolls loose. We're going to get a held ball to Maple Lake as the pressure intensifying for Coach Ronenberg's squad, and he appreciates that. Brittany Bozer will come in for Rebecca Langer. The alternating arrow to Maple Lake. 6:20 to go. Midcourt pass in for Molly Scheiber. She's got seven. Rachel's got seven. The only two Irish players to score. Rachel back to Scheiber. Left side guarded by Stuckmeyer. Mackey comes out to near midcourt. Jump ball circle. Calls out the offense. Left side. Scheiber against Stuckmeyer. One dribble to Becker. Now Mackey in front of the Piers bench to our right. Under 6 minutes left. Here's Rachel at the top for Mackey, right side. Lease defending. Becker back to Scheiber. Bounce pass into the post. Cut off. Back out front they come to Haying. Now to Mackey. 5:40 to go in the half. Piers by three in Maple Lake tonight. They whip it down low to Haying. Turns and scores. Grace Haying, a quick little drop step. Her first two. 17-16. Piers by one with 5:25 to play. Brittany Bozer being guarded out front by Callie Mackey. Throws it down low for Olish, who wheels and scores. Olish for two. Good post-up by the sophomore. 19-16. Four for Olish. Quickly into the front court comes Scheiber. To Mackey. Out front to Haying. Back to Scheiber on the right side with 5 minutes left. Olish tips an interior pass away, and it's a steal. Good post defense by Olish. Bozer front court now. Ball tipped out by Callie Mackey. No. They're going to say an errant pass out of bounds to the Irish. Skiba comes in for Kimmon. Burrell's coming back in. McKenna Brown is back in. Phoebe is back in. Three subs in off the bench for Maple Lake with 4:48 left. Piers leading 19-16 here in Maple Lake. Scheiber, left side, top for Burrell, right side McKenna Brown. Top of the key for Phoebe. 4.5 minutes left. Back to McKenna Brown, right side. Pioneers have done a good job cutting off that backdoor cut that the Irish were able to use early in this game. Phoebe now. There's Lease playing that backdoor well. McKenna darted to the basket. And Amy read it. Now Lindsay Rachel ball handling, right side against Brittany. 4:10 to go. Here's a three for Brown. No, long rebound. Olish had it tipped away by Burrell. It'll be Piers basketball with 4:05 remaining. Pioneers have Brittany Bozer, Avi Lease, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Laura Skiba, and Mariah Olish on the court. Under 4 minutes to play in Maple Lake, first half. Skiba left side, hands it off to Kelsey coming around. Kelsey gets a Skiba screen, missed a three. And it's pulled away by McKenna Brown off the miss. 3:40 and counting in Maple Lake. Rachel fires it off left side to Scheiber. Burrell at the top of the key. Into the lane, tipped and stolen away. Skiba got a hand on it, deflected it to Stuckmeyer. Now stop and go move by Bozer out to Kelsey. Kelsey inside for Skiba, puts it up and it's off. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Maple Lake's Molly Scheiber. Piers keeps it. Kimmon will come in for Olish. 3:18 to play in the half. Coach Artner up, calling out his inbounds play. Brittany, try. Oh, she had Taylor inside, and I think somebody got a hand on it. Taylor had inside position, and somebody got a hand on it at the last second. Tipped it away, and the Irish get a steal. 19-16, Pierce, 3:03 to play. Into the post. Inside Rachel, trouble handling it, and it's lost out of bounds. Touch last by Avi Leese. 2:59 to go. What? How can I say that? I'm looking right at the clock. Baseline right. Out top to McKenna Brown. Guarded by Avi Leese. Into the post. Phoebe got open nicely and scored. Katie Phoebe's first two. 19-18. Avi Leese drives, tried to wrap it inside for Skiba, and a held ball's coming. Ball to Pierce. Skiba really went diving. She took about a 3-foot run and then went full on skeleton, head first onto the floor. Brittany to pass in. Right into Stuckmeyer, left all alone and scored under the basket. Irish lose track of Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and she puts it in for now her 11th point. 21-18 with 2:25 to go. McKenna Brown running the point. Rachel gets the angle on the baseline and puts it up too hard, and Stuckmeyer is there for the board. Fires it ahead on the outlet to Brittany Bozer. Whistle, and she carried. Turned the handle on the ball, got that palm underneath, and the trailing official called her on it. 2:11 left. Pierce has not shot a free throw tonight. Maple Lake has attempted just two, and now we've got a foul. And it's on Brittany Bozer, her first 15 foul. Pass in at midcourt for the Irish. Into the backcourt comes Lindsay Rachel to take the inbound from Molly Scheiber. 2 minutes to play. Right side, Scheiber now, guarded by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. To the top of the key, Phoebe rotates to McKenna Brown. Brown wraps it around for Burrell to Scheiber. Phoebe battling Skiba inside for position on the block. Really jockeying down low. Inside, here's Rachel, and a foul's coming. No shot. I think they're going to get Brittany on a hold. With a minute 40 to go, it is Brittany's second. Team sixth. Megan Wasserman, one of the seniors, will come in for the first time for Burrell. Brittany Bozer checks out, and Rebecca Langer comes in. 1:40 to go, 100 seconds. Baseline left to pass it in. It comes to the Irish in the corner. Back out to McKenna Brown. Pierce 21, Maple Lake 18 with 90 seconds left in the half. Scheiber inside the jump ball circle to Lindsay. Rachel traveled. Turnover. With a minute 23 to go, I think Coach Ronenberg is going to get Lindsay out and protect her from getting that third foul. He does. Rachel will likely come out for the rest of that half with two fouls, replaced by Callie Mackey. Pierce by three into the front court with Langer. Skiba, 15-footer, long rebound on the floor, pulled away by Mackey. Races ahead. Lead pass on a run out for Phoebe, scores. That's four for Katie Phoebe, and with 1 minute to go, it's 21-20. Taylor Kimmon had the ball go off her hands, but picked up by Langer. 52 seconds left. Kimmon in the right corner. One dribble off to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Looking for room to operate. Back to Kimmon. Kimmon's shot block comes to Skiba. Turns and scores. Skiba picked up the block shot, and I think the Irish lost track of where the ball was on the block, and Skiba had an uncontested bucket. 23-20 with 28 seconds left. A three would send us to the locker room tied at half if the Irish can connect. It's Mackey with 22 on the wing. Down low, Phoebe turns and scores. Pierce will get the last shot. 12 seconds left. Langer, front court with 9. Picked up her dribble and is fouled by McKenna Brown. And Rebecca Langer will get the bonus free throws with 6.6 seconds left. Junior Rebecca Langer, who hasn't scored tonight, has a chance here. Pierce is up 23-22, just 6.5 seconds from halftime. Here's the first. It is rattling around and out. Skiba's got it. Out to Stuckmeyer, and she traveled. No, they say Skiba traveled. Oh, so close. Kelsey made the basket, but it's waved off on the Skiba travel. 4 seconds. Mackey fires it, and it bangs off the glass, and that's halftime. Pierce by 1 at halftime. 23-22 over the Irish. We'll come back after this on You Were There Sports.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it.
If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Welcome back to Senior Night in Maple Lake. And we got a good ball game at halftime. 1-point affair, Pierce 23, Maple Lake 22. Last game of the regular season. Girls leaving it all out on the floor in the first 18 minutes. For Maple Lake, 7 points apiece for Lindsay Rachel and Molly Scheiber. 6 off the bench for Katie Phoebe. 2 off the bench for Grace Haying. Playing but not scoring, 3 of their starters, Callie Mackey, Lauren Burrell, and Anna Becker. And off the bench, McKenna Brown. Maple Lake 1 of 2 from the line in the half, both from Lindsay Rachel. Foul situation for Coach Ronenberg. 2 on Lindsay Rachel, 2 on Callie Mackey, 1 on Lauren Burrell among the starters. Off the bench, both McKenna Brown and Katie Phoebe have picked up 1. Coach Ronenberg used 1 of his timeouts. He's got 4 still to use. Pioneers scoring, led by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 11 of the Pioneers' 23. 4 for Taylor Kimmon. 4 for Mariah Olish. 2 for Brittany Bozer. 2 for Laura Skiba. Playing but not scoring were Avi Leese and Malia Bozer and Rebecca Langer. Pierce did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Yes, they did. Rebecca was 0 for 1. Sorry. She missed that bonus right at the end of the first half. So 0 for 1 for Pierce from the line. Foul situation, Malia picked up 2, Brittany 2, Taylor Kimmon 1, Laura Skiba 1, and Coach Artner went 18 minutes without calling timeout. So he's got all 5 left. Pierce 23-22. They grabbed the lead at 15-14 and held it the rest of the way, about the last 6 minutes or so. And they will try and finish out with a win on the road here tonight. We'll come back. We'll look at the final scores of the season for the C-Squad and JV and the rest of tonight's schedule around high school sports. It's halftime in Maple Lake. Pierce 23, Irish 22.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
All right, we are back. Pioneers just coming out onto the floor. Here come the Irish as well. It's 23-22 Piers at halftime earlier tonight. Down the hallway, the C Squad lost their final game by 10, 32-22. Emma Melby with 11. 4 for Libby Bozer. Erica Dickman had 3. 2 for Maddie Gall. 2 for Cammy Ottman. 32-22 for Maple Lake in the C Squad. And in the JV, a dominating win to close things out. 50-19 for Pierce. Emily Sedlowski and Courtney Strohmeyer each scored 13. 7 for Emily Daler. 5 for Anna Taylor. Amaya Rushlow had 4. Katie LeBlanc had 3. 2 for Alyssa Gertz. 2 for Becky Langer. And Emily Harold had 1. 50-19. A good way to finish the season for the JV squad. It would be nice if the varsity could wrap up their 2017-18 regular season with a victory. They're halfway there, but it is basically 50-50 right now. 23-22 at halftime is the score. Elsewhere tonight, it is girls play. Belgrade Brutinel Roses in Holdingford wrapping things up. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead at their neighbor Lester Prairie Holy Trinity tonight. That's a non-conference ball game. Albany at Cathedral, Beckers in Foley, Osakis at Staples Motley, Hinkley Finlayson's at East Central, Brandon Evansville in Melrose tonight in girls play. In boys play, the Pioneer boys are at halftime at home, trailing Malacca 48-32 at halftime. Foley is playing in Eden Valley Watkins. Kimball is at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Yellow Medicine East out of Granite Falls is in Painesville tonight. Watertown Mayor has made the trek to New London Spicer. In the Central Lakes, Apollo has gone to Fergus Falls. Wilmer's at Brainerd. Sartell at Ricori. Sauk Rapids is at Alexandria. Cathedral has gone up to Esco tonight. Mora home to Aiken. Melrose is in Bold. Benson at Sauk Center. The Swanville Bulldogs are home to Osakis. Browerville Eagle Valley's in Royalton. Long Prairie Gray Eagle at Upsala. East Central at Onamia. Bram at Isle. Henning at Pillager. And the wrestlers are up in Hawley in the 8AA individual tournament. Day 2 tomorrow. We are underway. Maple Lake's got the opening possession, trailing by a point. Going right to left. And a whistle away from the ball. And they got Brittany for her third. It'll be a baseline left pass in for the Irish. Lindsay Rachel flips it out to near midcourt to Molly Scheiber. Marcus Artner in the ear of the referee that made that call at midcourt. Left side for Callie Mackey. Mackey free throw line high to Rachel, right side. Down low to the post, back out to Mackey. Three-pointer from the top, short, rebound, Stuckmeyer. First possession comes up empty for Maple Lake. Here's Brittany to the corner for Lease. Back to Brittany underneath the hoop for Malia from 12 off. Rebound, and it's pulled away by Maple Lake. Anna Becker with the board. Now Lindsay Rachel, 45 seconds into the half. Callie Mackey left side. Pioneers by a point. On the road in Maple Lake. Beautiful drive down here tonight. Clear roads. Low post. Becker leans in. Hit the bottom of the rim. Got it back. Back out front comes Molly Scheiber as they reset their offense. To the jump ball circle goes Scheiber. 16:45 to play. Now in the hands of Callie Mackey on the left side. Get a high screen from Burrell. Flips it down to the corner. Scheiber for Burrell on the right block. Whistle travel on Burrell, shuffling the feet in the post. Turnover. Irish will head back on D. Minute and a half gone by without any points scored. Still 23-22 Pioneers. Malia Bozer trapped. Found Lease cutting to the basket and a foul. Good pass, Malia. I don't know how she saw Avey cutting to the basket with two defenders. The foul is on Anna Becker, her first. And it's the Irish's first half of the foul. Sends Avey Lee, senior guard, to the line to shoot two. Little bit short. One more for Avey. Each team with a foul now this half. Brittany and Kelsey retreat back to the backcourt. Casey Irish are thinking about a long lead pass. Second free throw. There's a whistle. The free throw missed. Avey's going to get another chance. Somebody for the Irish was in the lane and referees talking to Lindsay Rachel, so I can only assume it was her with the violation. That'll get Avey a second chance. That one is off. No good. Rebound Irish. No harm, no foul for The Irish, 16-15 to go, a one-point Pioneer lead. Mackey throws it away to Malia Bozer. Here comes Brittany Bozer, up ahead for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Back to Malia. To Lease, right side, down to the corner. Stuckmeyer dribbles and stops. Back to the point, quickly left side for Brittany. To Kimmon, posting up, turns and scores! Nice turnaround, Taylor Kimmon. Six tonight for Taylor, and it's 25-22, Pioneers, 15-45 to play. Burrell to Scheiber. Now Lindsay Rachel rotates it right side to Callie Mackey. Good ball fake to get her loose inside and scores. Callie Mackey with a nice move. Her first points. Back to a one-point game, 25-24. A little up and under ball fake got her to the rim. Right side for Lease. Oh, they had Kimmon all alone. Burrell lost her. And now Pioneers save it from going out of bounds. They'll reset. Out front to Lease again on the right wing. Stuckmeyer, and it's poked away. Kelsey goes into the backcourt to get it. Pass to the right corner, stolen away. Scheiber with a steal. We're under 15 minutes left. Up ahead to Lindsay Rachel. Leans in and scores to put the Irish ahead. 9 for Lindsay Rachel. 26-25, Maple Lake. Here's Avi Lease. Got by Becker, and it's kicked out by Burrell. That'll get Laura Skiba into the ball game for Taylor Kimmon. Coach Ronenberg counters with Grace Haying off the bench. And coming out is Anna Becker. Irish 26, Pioneers 25. Baseline right to pass it in. Bozer for Skiba. Blocked from behind, and here races Lindsay Rachel with a 3-on-3. Stops and pops. Missed right. Rachel, her own rebound. Off to Burrell. Elbow jumper. In and out. Rebound Skiba. Two chances for the Irish that time. Piers down one with the ball in the hands of Malia Bozer. To the corner for Avi Lease. Back to Kelsey. Stuckmeyer guarded by Rachel. Two of the top scorers in the conference. Both 1,000 points in their careers. Left side, Kelsey. Kelsey's got 11 tonight, 9 for Rachel, and there's a foul as Lease cut to the basket. It'll go against the Irish. I think Grace Haying will get this. That is number one on Grace Haying, a 5'10 sophomore off the bench for Coach Ronenberg. 14:05 left. Baseline left to throw it in. Catch and shoot baseline, Malia in and out. Rebound, Lauren Burrell. Under 14 to play. Mackey opted not to shoot. She had a look. Now to Scheiber. Molly quickly to Haying out front. Back to Scheiber. Scheiber part of that state tournament volleyball back-to-back champions, as is Rachel. Underneath, Rachel gets loose and traveled. Turnover on Maple Lake's Lindsay Rachel. I think she thought she's a little far under the basket and kind of shuffled to get back to a better shooting angle. And the referee called the travel. 13:35 left. Brittany Bozer driving deep to the left corner. Back to Malia Bozer. Pass right side, stolen away by Lindsay. Rachel up and in. She's in double figures with 11. And the lead is 3, 28-25. Pioneers need a bucket here. Brittany Bozer trapped in the corner and a timeout. Timeout for Piers with 13:11 to go. Coach Artner, seeing that Brittany had nowhere to go, uses his first timeout of the ball game. Irish by 3 with 13:11 to play. We're in Maple Lake tonight to wrap up the regular season. It's 28-25.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Yeah.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Welcome back to action. Laura Skiba's shot a little short off the rim, and while we come back, we say happy 40th to Calvin Gertz. Just turned the big 4-0 the other day. Under 13 minutes to play in Maple Lake. Irish leading 28-25. Second half action. With the ball, shot up. Scheiber, good. Baseline. Molly Scheiber with 9, and it's a 5-point lead, 30-25 Maple Lake. Malia, a couple of dribbles, finds Stuckmeyer at the free throw line, and it rolls off the rim, and Burrell rips away the board with authority. 12 and a half to go. Rachel to Mackey, right side. Callie Mackey for Grace Haying, now to Scheiber. Scheiber defended by Stuckmeyer to Burrell at the point. Rachel at the free throw line backs off now. Left side, Molly Scheiber, 12-10, into the post. Haying throws one up with the left hand. Rebound loose, and out of traffic comes Lindsay Rachel with the ball. To Scheiber, she ran right into Skiba and lost it going out of bounds. Laura just planted her feet and refused to move. Adam Rottenberg wondering why that wasn't a foul, but Laura just stood straight up. So Piers down by 5 with the ball and 11:53 to play. Right side, they work it to Mariah Olish, who's now in the ballgame. Not there. She comes back outside to Kimmon. Taylor puts it on the floor to the baseline. Backs off to the wing. Out to Avey. Nice drive. Avey. Oh, halfway down. Rebound ricocheted. And Lease wins the battle. Out to Bozer for 3. Brittany, no. Left side. Olish tips the rebound to Lease. Boy, the Pioneers playing with a lot of heart tonight. Back to Kimmon. Taylor, now for Brittany. Driving right side, one hands it into Olish, who's doubled by Haying and Phoebe. Out to Stuckmeyer, three-pointer. No, rebound. Grace Haying under the board. Boy, the Pioneers, here's the long lead pass. Mackey caught it, but circled back. Now to Lindsay Rachel, 11 minutes to go. 30-25, Maple Lake. Phoebe for Rachel. One dribble back for Molly Scheiber to Rachel again on the right side. If it's not there, they're content to back it off. They're up by 5 with 10:45 to play. Haying rotates to Scheiber. Pass down to the low block. Rachel catch short on the shot. Haying tried to follow. Hit the bottom of the rim and muscling it away is Taylor Kimmon for Piers. 10:25 left. Kimmon driving the lane out to Brittany Bozer. Bozer stops left side, whips it across and too high. Wanted to get it to Amy Lease. Here comes McKenna Brown into the Maple Lake lineup. McKenna will replace Callie Mackey. 10:17 left. Maple Lake with the ball and a 5-point lead. They trailed by 1 at half. It was 23-22. Piers has been held to only 2 second-half points and a travel. Irish with a traveling call. The only bucket is a Taylor Kimmon hoop, and we've played almost 8 minutes of this half. Here comes Laura Skiba in for Olish. So it'll be Stuckmeyer, Skiba, Kimmon, Lease, and Brittany Bozer. It's Scheiber, Brown, Phoebe, Haying, and Rachel for the Irish. Skiba's got it left side, 1 foot outside the three-point line, one in. Now back to Brittany, into the lane. Kimmon put it on the floor and dribbled it off a knee. She would have gone straight up. She would have had a pretty good opportunity. Here's Rachel, short. She came in from out of bounds and was allowed to keep the ball alive. Out to Scheiber for 3, in and out. Rebound, Skiba. That should have been a whistle there. You can't come in from out of bounds and collect the rebound like Rachel did. Here now is Lease. Got by. Scheiber drives and block and a foul. Phoebe called for the foul. That'll be two on Katie Phoebe and the third team foul. It'll send A.B. Lease to the line with 9:27 left. A.B.'s 0 for 2 tonight. Hasn't scored. Big free throws here. Good. Nothing but net. First point for A.B. 30-26. Piers within 4. Boisterous crowd here tonight. The boys team in attendance. Front row. In and out. Rebound in the lane for Lindsay Rachel. Here's Rachel still going to the wing. Now dribbles out to the point. Flips it right side to McKenna Brown. Back to Rachel. Stopped on her drive to Brown again. Now to Haying. Left side, Molly Scheiber. Rachel on the left side. Out to McKenna Brown. Now Scheiber to Rachel. 9 minutes left. Molly Scheiber flips it cross court to McKenna Brown. Down to Grace Haying. Irish work it, perimeter side to side, now slashing inside is Rachel, and she's contacted going up with a shot, and will shoot two. Lindsay Rachel to the line. And it is number 4 on Brittany Bozer. Second team foul, that'll bring Rebecca Langer in. Callie Mackey prepares to enter the game, as does Lauren Burrell. Rachel got it. She's now got 12. Conference's top scorer at about 17 and a half a game. 31-26, 8:47 left. The subs come in. Rachel makes the second. Biggest lead of the night, 6 points, 32-26. Rebecca Langer got bumped by Brown. Play continues out to Kimmett. Left side, Langer. Rebecca drives and stops at the left side of the free throw line. Flips it over to Taylor Kimmett with 8.5 minutes to go. Taylor finds Stuckmeyer coming around. Taylor off to Kimmett. Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer for two. Kelsey hits it from the left side of the free throw lane. 13 tonight for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 8:10 to go. Callie Mackey now. One dribble. Across the way to McKenna Brown in front of the student section. Back left side in front of the bench area for Maple Lake. Mackey hands off to Brown. Under 8 minutes to go. Rachel now. Guarded by Langer. Back to McKenna Brown. Left side, Haying. Pass inside. Got through to Mackey. She slips, and they're going to call a trip. I think Skiba will be called for this one. Laura picks up her second, third Pierce foul. 7:44 to play. Lindsay Rachel will pass in right baseline. Out front, Callie Mackey to Rachel. Steps inside Langer and banks it in. 15 tonight for Lindsay Rachel, and the lead has grown to 34-28. High post, Skiba. Back to Langer at the free throw line. Flips it back to A.V. Lease. Down low for Kimmett, posting up. Doubled, dribbles out of it. Out to the wing. Into Stuckmeyer. She's now doubled and stripped away by Mackey. Then the pass ahead too far, and Langer is back on defense. Langer back on the offensive end. Into the lane, still going, now stops. 7 minutes to go. Skiba pops and hits. A 17-footer for Laura Skiba from the left side, just inside the arc. 4 tonight for Laura, 34-30, 6:45 to play. Mackey finds McKenna Brown from 20. It's long. Langer has the rebound. Here's Rebecca. Stops in the front court, finds a trailing Laura Skiba. Back to Stuckmeyer. 6.5 to play in Maple Lake. Right side, Taylor Kimmett. Into the lane for Lease. Back out, Langer. Langer to Lease. Baseline on Mackey. Got bumped underneath. Skiba goes reverse. No rebound. Grace Haying. Up ahead races Rachel. Back out on the outlet to Mackey. They'll reset with Lindsay Rachel out high. Back to Haying. 6 minutes left. Rachel in the left corner. To the point for Grace Haying. Right side, Callie Mackey. 34-30, Maple Lake by four. Back door, they cut inside. Burrell had it knocked loose, but picked up there by McKenna Brown. Rachel tries inside, floats it, and scores. Lindsay Rachel with 17. 36-30, 5.5 minutes to play. Up ahead, Lease. Skiba looking for the ball inside. Not getting it. It's Stuckmeyer right side. Guarded closely by Rachel. Here's Kimmon trying the lane on Haying, and they're going to get a reach in on Grace Haying. Good drive by Kimmon. Grace Haying has picked up her second. Team foul number four on Maple Lake. Here comes Anna Becker and Molly Scheiber in for Haying and Brown. Kimmon comes out. Olish returns. 5:17 left. Olish takes it on the inbounds, bounces it out front, tracked down on the sideline by Kelsey, and the pass goes through the hands of Rebecca Langer out of bounds. Maple Lake gets a turnover with 5:09 to play. The girls start their playoffs in Sox Center next Thursday night at 7. Rachel lobs it to Burrell. Hands it back to Rachel. Right side. Back to Burrell. Burrell pivots. Finds Scheiber cutting. Missed it. Got her own miss and circles back out front. 4:45 to play. Mackey off to Lindsay Rachel. Left side to Molly Scheiber. Left side pass. Tipped by Skiba. Stolen by Lease. Laura Skiba creates a turnover. 4.5 minutes left. 6-point trailing are the Pioneers. Kelsey fires and missed a three. Rebound underneath for Maple Lake. Callie Mackey racing ahead. Mackey underneath. Rachel, yes. Timeout, Pioneers. The Pioneer timeout comes with 4:13 to play.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Do you cringe at the thought of going through the process of getting a new phone? When you buy your new Verizon phone from us, we do all that we can to make sure that the experience is the best you've ever had. We verify you're on the right plan, we sell you what you want, and we take the time to transfer your content from your old phone whenever possible. For the superior customer service you deserve, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Welcome back, where the entire Maple Lake home crowd just got done wishing William Daler a happy 8th birthday. How about that, William? He's going to have a big party tomorrow. Front court now, the Pioneers are down by 8. Left side in the corner. They work it down low for Mariah Olish. She tried to go across the lane, and we've got a foul coming on the Irish. Avi Lease got bumped, and the foul's on Molly Scheiber, her first. 15 foul. Comes with 4:02 left. Olish off the inbounds. Little two-footer off. Rebound, Becker. Close in miss for the Pioneers. They would have liked to get that one back. Rachel up ahead. We're down to 3:50 remaining. Mackey to Becker. Left side, Scheiber. Skiba and Rachel jockeying inside on the left block. Out to midcourt again. Works Anna Becker. Lease tips it into the crowd. Played there. And the Irish will inbound. Sideline. Grace Haying will be brought in before the inbounds. Replacing Lauren Burrell. 3:37 to go. Maple Lake 38, Pierce 30. Irish looking for their 18th win of the year. They are 17-7. Pierce is 6-19. Left side, this is Callie Mackey. Inside, found Becker open. She missed. Haying tries to follow and is fouled. I think A.B. Leese will get this. 31 is A.B. That is her first. Fourth team foul. Grace Haying will toe the line. Haying. Long. No good. She's got 2 points tonight. She shoots a lot of free throws for a girl off the bench. 123 attempts this year. That one is long. Missed them both. Brittany Bozer inside position for the rebound. She's second on the team to Lindsay Rachel on attempts. Here's a corner three off target by Kelsey, but the rebound pulled away by Laura Skiba. Coming up on 3 minutes left, Pioneers are down by eight. Bozer will drive in and be fouled. Brittany will shoot a pair. Foul is on Grace Haying, number three on her. Two shots for Brittany Bozer. First is no good. Brittany, 2 points tonight. Brittany averages 7 points a game. That one is long as well, and Molly Scheiber's got the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go in Maple Lake. 38-30 Irish with 2:50 to go. Callie Mackey's got it left side. Skips it across. Rachel, nice touch pass inside to Grace Haying. 10-point lead, 40-30, 2:35. 4 points now. Kelsey back to Leese. Right corner, Kimmon. 2.5 left. Stuckmeyer on the left side, driving on Rachel. Blocked by Lindsay Rachel. Comes down to Anna Becker. 2:20 to go as Rachel brings it into the front court. Left side now to Molly Scheiber. Becker to Rachel, right side. Down low, Haying has it tipped away. Leese goes diving after it, but it's picked up by Lindsay Rachel. She threads it through to Haying, hit the bottom of the rim, and the rebound is controlled by Taylor Kimmon. 2 minutes. Here's Stuckmeyer, left side, to Kimmon, left wing. Back to Kelsey. Looking for a 15-footer, too hard off the window, but the opposite side rebound for Leese. 1:45 left. Kimmon being guarded by Burrell, and they'll get Burrell on a hold. That's two on Lauren Burrell. Taylor Kimmon will shoot the bonus free throws here. Seventh team foul on Maple Lake. Coach Artner is going to use a timeout, I believe. Yes. Timeout on the floor with 1:42 to play. Maple Lake leading 40-30. Back after this.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by OND. CP.
1:42 to go. Taylor Kimmon will be at the line for bonus free throws here. The big number, the fact that the Pioneers have scored just 7 points this half. They were ahead 23-22 at halftime. Kimmon for the first of hopefully two. Taylor's got 6 points tonight. Her first free throws are coming up. Around and out. Langer had the rebound. Knocked loose. Picked up by Grace Haying. And we're down to 95 seconds left in the regular season. Rachel dribbles against Skiba. Curling around is Molly Scheiber, who leaves it for Callie Mackey. Spinning away from Avi Lease. And a foul on Avi reaching in. Avi will get her second. Only the fifth foul of the half. 40-30, Maple Lake by 10. Minute 22 now on the clock. Sideline into the backcourt to Rachel. And they'll get Laura Skiba on a quick foul. Laura will get her third. One more before the Irish go to the free throw line. That is team foul number six on Pierce. 119 now. That took three off the clock. Rachel's going to be handling this ball about 80% of the rest of the game. She's got it now. Front court. We'll hand it off to Callie Mackey for Scheiber. Scheiber dribbles around, leaves it off, and we've got a whistle there. And this will be a foul coming up on Avi Lease. Her third, and it'll be Molly Scheiber shooting. Coach Artner will use his first short timeout, his fourth of the game, 69 seconds left to play here in Maple Lake. Timeout on the court.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Scheiber at the line. Before we go any further, congratulations to the Brainerd Little Falls hockey team. They lost today. They built a 3-0 lead over Andover in the consolation round as Scheiber misses the free throw. Then a held ball is called. Warriors were up 3-0. Ella Kalushi scored the first goal of the game. But then Andover scored three in a row to tie it. And in overtime, they scored to win it 4-3. And then Brainerd Little Falls this season. Here's Langer shooting. Skiba tries to follow. And a whistle. Laura will shoot a pair. Foul is on Grace Haying. That's her fourth, I believe. Yep. Skiba will shoot two here. Laura's got 4 points tonight. McKenna Brown is going to come in. Laura rattles that one in for her fifth point. 40-31 with 53.7 seconds left. Lauren Burrell leaves. McKenna Brown comes in. One more for Skiba. Second, around and in. State tournament trap shooter, Laura Skiba. There's a ball tipped out of bounds. Haying will pass it in front of Maddie Gall. My photographer extraordinaire. There's a foul. And Rachel will go to the other end for free throws. Foul is on Taylor Kimmon, her second. 1-1 for Lindsay Rachel, down to 52 seconds left. Rachel's outscored Piers by herself this half, 12-10. No good. Skiba with the rebound. 19 total points for Lindsay Rachel. Here's Stuckmeyer. Kelsey gets bumped. Off to Kimmon, who nails a three. Taylor for three. 40-35. 35 seconds left. They chase Rachel. And they'll finally catch up to her, and it'll be Malia Bozer. Malia picks up a foul. And to the other end, Lindsay Rachel. Burrell comes in. Lisa's checking in. Pioneers hustled over to give Taylor a big high five. Making the three-pointer. Let me check. I'm going to guess that might be Taylor's first three-pointer this year. Yep. She's now 1-for-2 all season in three-pointers. Rebound for Langer off the Rachel miss. 28 seconds to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey sets up for three. Around, around, and out. Rebound loose. Kimmon digging down for it. Held ball to the Irish with 20 seconds left. Here comes McKenna Brown into the ball game for Burrell. Oh, that one was halfway down. It would have made it a two-point game. Timeout for Coach Ronenberg. Maple Lake 40, Pierce 35. Back after this on You Were There Sports.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Long pass coming down to Lindsay Rachel, and A.B. Lease tips it out of bounds. 17 seconds left in the ball game, 40-35 Maple Lake. Pioneers need either a quick turnover or a quick foul here. It'll be near the corner on the baseline to throw it in. Lindsay Rachel looking out front into the backcourt. That's going to go. Picked up by McKenna Brown, and she's fouled on the other baseline by Skiba. And that'll send McKenna Brown to the line for the double bonus free throws with 15 and a half seconds left. McKenna hasn't scored tonight. Right now it's a two-possession game. She makes both. That would might ice it. It's no good, though. Here's Malia Bolzer checking in for Laura Skiba. 15 seconds left, and Marcus Artner will exhaust his final timeout. 15 and a half to play in Maple Lake, 40-35 Irish.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Irish and Pioneers return to the floor. 15 and a half seconds left. McKenna Brown shooting free throws here. This is the double bonus. It's the second. She missed the first. It's good. 41-35. Pierce can't stop the clock. They inbounds to Langer. They need a quick shot. Langer drives, stops, and travels. 9 seconds left, and the Irish take over. Laura Skiba will come in for Malia Bozer. 41-35 Irish. Hang, looking, and finds Callie Mackey. And a quick foul will send her to the line as Langer reaches in. First on Rebecca. 8 seconds left. Two shots for Callie Mackey, who scored two tonight. Mackey is a 5'2 senior guard, and that one rolls off. No good. Here's Malia back in for Skiba. 8.3 seconds left to play. All the other Irish, the other four, are beyond midcourt. Mackey alone at the line. 0-2. Malia Bolger with the rebound. Pass ahead, tipped out by Scheiber with 4.7 seconds left. And Pierce is going to get one more shot to heave one up at the basket. Rebecca Langer will pass it in. Looking, finds Malia in the corner and is pushed. Bolger will shoot 1-1 here. Foul is on Lindsay Rachel, her third. Not a bad foul. You don't give them a shot to make a three-pointer. Make them earn it with two. Malia looking for her first points. Free throw, good. 3.2 seconds left. It's 41-36 with senior Malia Bolger shooting one. It's up. It is good. So Bolger sinks them both, and we're going to have one more foul. Evie will get a reach in. 2 seconds left. And Rachel will have a chance to add to her scoring total. She has scored 12 this half, 19 in the game. She will win the conference scoring title. She's now got 20 points. 42-37 with one free throw for Lindsay Rachel. What a pleasure it's been to watch her for so many years. She missed that one. Taylor Kimmon, the rebound. And that's the horn. Final score, Maple Lake 42, Pierce 37 to end the regular season here in Maple Lake tonight.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, back at Maple Lake, where this regular season has, believe it or not, come to a close tonight. Final score, 42-37. The Maple Lake Irish win this one tonight. Head coach Marcus Hartner joins me here. Coach, you got to be very proud. It's been a recurring theme. This team is never going to quit. They're going to give you everything they've got all night long. You can just tell that they were pretty inspired all night long.
Yeah, just so proud of them. So proud of them the way they played, the way they came out from the start and then fighting all the way to the end. It says a lot about the character of those girls. I mean, you know, with the way our record looks this year, it would have been real easy for them to kind of shut it down in the middle of January and just coast through the end of the year. And they made a decision that they weren't going to do that, that they were going to give everything they have every game. And that's why you end up with games that look like this, where they're fighting tooth and nail to the end. And you know, we just can't catch a break. You know, a lucky bounce, a lucky call, something like that. And if there's anybody that deserves it, it's them. Hopefully it'll happen against Cathedral and we'll shock the world then.
Yeah. Sock
Center.
Yeah. Coach, you took over this program your first year here as the varsity head coach. What do you know now tonight about your team that you didn't know, let's say, in September?
Well, I knew they had it. I hadn't seen it from them yet, but that fight we saw today, I knew that was there. Even early in the year when it didn't always look like it didn't always look the sharpest or anything like that. But I know these girls. I know the makeup of them and the type of character that they are. And I know that fight was inside them. And I'm so proud of the way that they've been able to do that and stay with that all year long.
Seniors getting their photos taken down there. You know, it's a great group of girls that, you know, they're going to hit Sox Center next Thursday night. And, you know, no secret that a heavy, heavy underdog against the number one team in the state. But, you know, you go out there and the girls, like we said, will give you everything they've got against the Main Streeters Thursday night.
Yeah, and that group of seniors you were talking about is to credit for that. What an awesome bunch of girls to have, you know, kind of on my side, taking over the program and help me kind of establish the kind of attitude we want to establish, the way they take to it, the way they set an example for the younger girls. I said it on senior night. They have no idea that the legacy that they're leaving with the younger girls and the attitude that they're setting for them is going to carry on long after they're gone. And it's that attitude that, you know, we're going to take into SOC. And, you know, we're going to fight. We're gonna make them play. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to just kind of concede it to them because they're the number one seed or anything like that. And we're going to fight. And like I said, hopefully if anybody deserves a lucky bounce, it's them. And hopefully it'll come in that game.
Unfortunately, my schedule is going to have me in St. Paul next Thursday night for the state wrestling tournament. Talk about just a brief moment about the young programs, the C-Squad and JV, and the jobs they've done this year.
Yeah, they've done an awesome job on both levels, and that's a credit to the whole coaching staff taking that on. And we've you know, adjusted through the year. We've kind of shuffled some people around in different levels, some girls around. And I think at this point, if you look at us now, from top to bottom, you know, from varsity all the way down to C-Squad, and you look at us now compared to where we started, every girl has come a long, long way. And at the lower levels, that's what it's all about. You know, we got some talented players down there. I'm still trying to learn a little bit about basketball and learn a little bit how to play in a system. And excited to see them come up as we get going, you know, into the summer and all that. But they do an awesome job at practice, too. I mean, to set us up to play against a Maple Lake team like this, that's all the JV. I mean, that's all on the JV coming out and giving us their best effort every day. It's a program-wide thing.
Coach, thanks for everything all season long. Good luck Thursday night against Sox Center.
Yeah, thank you.
Marcus Hardner, coach of the Pioneers. 42-37 is the final tonight. Maple Lake will walk out of here with a senior night victory, and their season moves into the playoffs as well now with an 18-7 record for head coach Adam Ronnenberg. We'll give you the scoring totals and then wrap it up from Maple Lake after this.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Irish win tonight, 42-37 to wrap up the regular season. Piers finishes 6-20, getting ready to play at number one Sox Center Thursday night. Tonight for Maple Lake, Lindsay Rachel with 20 to lead the way. Molly Scheiber with 9. Strong contribution early from Katie Phoebe. She finishes with 6 off the bench. Grace Haying with 4. 2 for Callie Mackey and 1 for McKenna Brown. Maple Lake converting just 5 of 15 from the free throw line helped kind of let the Pioneers stick around in this one. Piers led at half 23-22 but could only score 14 in the second half as the Irish were able to forge ahead and hold off the Pioneers by 5 tonight. 13 for Kelsey Stuckmeyer will lead the way. Taylor Kimmon with 9. 6 for Laura Skiba, 4 for Mariah Olish, 2 apiece for Malia Bozer and Brittany Bozer, and 1 for Avi Lease. Piers 5 of 12 from the free throw line. So that'll do it for us tonight from Maple Lake. We'll pack up shop here, get a little bit of sleep, not on the way home. We'll wait until we get home for that, and then we'll get up in the morning and we'll head northwest to Holly. Day 2, Section 8 AA Individual Wrestling. That gets underway, I think, at 9 tomorrow morning. So, short turnaround. Thanks for listening. Good luck, Pioneers, next Thursday night in Sauk against the Main Streeters. The final again from Maple Lake. Irish 42, Pioneers 37. We'll see you tomorrow in Holly on You Were There Sports.